You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Welcome. Welcome to the Branding with Purpose podcast, where we interview successful entrepreneurs on how their purpose has led to an impactful personal brand. I am so excited that you've joined me. I am your host, Shantha Wetterhahn. I'm a certified digital marketing and branding strategist. Before we get started, it would mean the world to me if you would hit that subscribe button. We are trying to grow our subscribers, and it would be great if you go ahead and subscribe to the Branding with Purpose podcast. Thank you. Today's episode is sponsored by Up to Me magazine. You can find the self-empowerment magazine at www.up2memagazine.com. Now, I am so excited about our very special guest today. We have Dara McClendon. Dara is a professional organizer, productivity consultant, and all-around creative. She is the CEO of Simply Ordered Solutions. It's a unique empowerment company dedicated to helping overwhelmed women and business owners establish the order they need in their daily lives. She coaches people on how to become and stay organized and create space for things they love. Not only that, but Dara gets in the clutter with her clients and helps them find their way out. As a graduate of Mercer University's Stetson School of Business, with 10 years of organizing, administrative, event project management, and training experience, Dara has mastered how to break through barriers to productivity and simplicity, both professionally and personally. She is a wife, mother, and devoted administrative support in her community. She takes pleasure in having learned firsthand the significance of work-life balance. Dara continues to practice and share that message of wholeness with everyone she serves. Dara, thank you so much for being here with us on the podcast.
Thank you, Shantha. I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. During the pre-interview, I told you that I felt better just speaking with you about this stuff. I felt better and less overwhelmed.
Yes.
So I just want to, you know, find out how you got started in professional organizing and becoming an expert in productivity, because both of those things seem very hard for me to reach, like unattainable. Mm-hmm. So maybe not the productivity part, but definitely the organization is something I struggle with, I have to work at. How did you become an expert in these things?
Well, for me, like most people who have become entrepreneurs, it started with a passion. It started kind of as a hobby, started just with an interest that developed over the years. I can remember back as far as high school, just going over, I think, to babysit for a family, and, you know, the parent asked me if I would even, you know, just if I felt like it, kind of tidy up a little bit, you know, just where we were, the great room where we were in with the small children, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's no problem, and it's not that the room was messy. I didn't understand or, like, hadn't heard the terminology of, like, clutter at the time. But it just, there was stuff everywhere. There was stuff everywhere. I mean, the kids had a small area to play, but, you know, as big of a room as it was just crowded with things. And so I honestly can't remember how I started, but I didn't throw anything away. That's the thing that I remember. I didn't throw anything away because, I mean, this wasn't my house. But I was able to just see where things could be positioned differently and arranged differently and, you know, just to create more space in the room. And when she came back, like, her her expression is what blew me away. I mean, I didn't realize really what I had done. I honestly just hadn't ever seen it before, and when it was done, she was so impressed, and she was so thankful and so grateful. And it wasn't until like years into college where I just was continuing that in just different positions I was in and different places I worked or volunteered that just continued to come out of me. And then I found out that there was actually a profession called professional organizer. And as I started to research it probably about 5 years ago now, I was like, that's it. That's what I wanted to do. And as more DIY stuff kept coming to HGTV, and you start to hear these terms more about decluttering and organizing, and so that's just where I found my niche.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It sounds like you have a natural talent and a gift for that. So just to do that as a young person and
yeah.
to be able to essentially improve the quality of life, even if it was just for that one day, because you know kids, they can wreck a house in 2 minutes.
Oh yeah.
So that's incredible. I love that. I love your journey into what you do today. So what kind of clients seek you out? What kind of people actually seek you out for your services? Is it, you know, people who have corporate jobs or entrepreneurs? Is it mainly women? What kind of people do you typically work with?
So I do work with a lot of women. I've worked with some stay-at-home moms and some work-from-home moms and wives, and I've worked with teachers. I've worked with one of my first clients was an aspiring writer, and, you know, she had a full-time job, but her passion was really creating children's stories. But since some changes in her home, she did not have a space where she could just be creative and write. And so she was one of my first clients and one of my most rewarding, because she actually was recently able to publish and print her children's book. And just to know that I indirectly helped her get to that point, like that's why I do what I do, because, like I said, I'm also a creative, and I love creative things. That's just who I am. And so when I get to help other people do that, it's my greatest reward. I've also worked with caterers, a music producer who works within his home, a travel agent, a lawyer, you know, so just really people who are just overwhelmed and they're not able to find their way, they seek me out. I mean, really it's as easy as a Google search.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand what you're saying, because whenever there's clutter and chaos around me, even if I have a lot of stuff on my desk, which
yes.
I'm looking at a lot of stuff right now, I just feel like I'm not fully functioning as
right.
my best self
yeah.
as a creative. And it's really hard. And, you know, I do have people who come and clean my home, but they won't, you know, if you have a lot of clutter, their expectations, that clutter is gone, or you know, they'll clean around the clutter. So there is definitely a need for what you do. Do you see people actually, it sounds like you do see people picking up their productivity once they are able to just kind of cut through all the clutter and simplify their lives.
Yes, definitely. I've had to even do it myself, put my own self through my program, so to speak, because clutter happens, you know, like it's just life, and stuff builds and accumulates even without us even trying to like bring more things into the home. I mean, it just finds its way to us. And so having someone to help you cut through that is just, it's critical, because a creative mind cannot function in a cluttered space. Like, it is so difficult. I mean, I've even worked with some clients where their physical environment was a reflection of what was happening for them mentally, but then they couldn't get past the block mentally because of what was around them physically. And so, you know, that's kind of like a cycle where you just feel like, well, I can't win for losing, you know. You need someone to help you kind of just pull out, just say, okay, let's start here, you know, and just begin to tackle the process.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love the relationship, recognizing the relationship between having an organized environment and productivity. I love this conversation because a lot of times we, you know, like if things aren't going well for me, you know, personally, if I'm not taking care of myself or my environment, I start to procrastinate.
Yes.
Is that something that you see?
Yes.
With the professionals you work with?
I have. I've seen it, and I'm a witness of it too. Like I've experienced it because I'm a mother. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and she's very active, very creative herself. So she has stuff everywhere. But in my home, we actually have what we call a creative room, and so it's where my office is. It's where my husband has his work area, but it's also where my daughter has her creative play type imaginative toys and things. And so in that space, though, I found that, well, this is the way I came to it. I realized I had moved my laptop to my dining room without even thinking about it, and I was being more productive there. But there were things for my business that I had not been able to get to or get done because they were back in my office in the creative room. And when I saw that, I had literally migrated to a clearer space, it stopped me in my tracks and made me backtrack and say, okay, wait a minute, why did I come from out of here? What is happening in here? And as I looked around the room, I saw that stuff had just been accumulating, not just on my desk, but in the room around me. And so I just didn't even have a clear space to focus on what was on my desk in front of me because I would get distracted or just feel trapped. And so I took a Saturday, or I think it was a Monday, it was a holiday, and I took care of that room. I actually had to go into a closet in the room first and create space in there so that I could take things from around the room and organize them into the closet, and then I could breathe again. And, I mean, I'm sitting in that office right now, and I've been able to be so much more productive the last few weeks because I have my space back.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting that you're able to really internalize things and see, you know, a lot of times we don't know why we do things and clutter starts adding up and we're not as productive, or we have moved to a new room and now clutter will follow. And
yeah.
So, but you were able to take a step back and really look internally to see what's going on before things got out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that maybe we overlook as people because
mm-hmm.
we just go throughout our day. We just, you know, it's just, you know, trying to go from point A to point B. But I think it is helpful if you're able to take a step back and kind of see why, what are my actions here? Where, what place is this coming from?
Right.
So, yeah. I want to talk about kids because my kids, it sounds like you have one child, 3-year-old, a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have an 11 and 12-year-old. And I know, you know, from when they were your daughter's age, I was training them on, you know, make your bed every morning, clean
mm-hmm.
the sink out when you brush your teeth, that sort of thing. And my kids now, they love when I give them a written down plan of action of everything they need to do today. They'll do it. So they love to check it off. And it's really, you change things around. They don't grumble about the idea of chores.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some tips as well to get kids involved with keeping clutter down and staying organized in the home? Because I really believe that's where most of the stuff's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kids.
Yes. Yes. Okay, there's so much I could say there. That would be like a show all by itself, really.
well, we'd love to have you come back, so that's fine.
I would love to. Yes, definitely. Okay, so to jump right into it, because I've been a pre-K teacher, and I've also worked in a daycare. I had a class of 1-year-olds, and then, of course, I have my 3-year-olds, and I'm a substitute teacher in my community. So I have been in the classroom, and I have been around kids, and what I can say for sure is that they love structure, and they thrive with it. Now, not every kid is going to be the same, but, I mean, the first thing I think about when I remember school, middle school, high school, you know, even into college, was that bills, knowing that from this time to this time you are there, from this time to this time you are there. When you hear that warning, you get to where you need to go. And so much so that when I got to college, which is also, I think, where this gift kind of got perfected in me, I bought a planner and I made my own schedule. I mean, and then I got into the Excel spreadsheets. So I won't get into that because I had it color-coded and everything. And my mama knew exactly where I was and when I was getting there and where she could expect me. So for children, for teenagers, for young adults who are even in college, the very first thing I will say is a schedule. A schedule is key, but don't be so stuck to the schedule that if you see something is not working, that you're not willing to tweak it and change it. Because the schedule that worked for my daughter 2 weeks ago is not the schedule that probably is going to work in 2 months. Because she's ever evolving and she's at that stage where she's just developing so many new things and I'm rolling with her, you know. And so in order to really be that and do that, we have to be flexible with our schedules. And so even from I stayed home with my daughter for the whole first year before putting her in daycare. And so we had a schedule, like, from the time that she got up until the time that she went down for the night. I think it helped her to sleep through the night faster. I think for that reason, even now, she's still expecting a schedule, or at least expecting to know what's coming up next. Because if without that, I don't know, I think it makes children feel a little safer, a little more stable. And without that, you know, I just, out of love for her, I want to make sure she has that. So a schedule, definitely. And then another thing I would say is giving everything a home, having a place to put things. Because in the classroom, especially with younger ages, you see that. You see when it's time to clean up, from the youngest, they know where those things belong, and they will take that truck and put it where it goes, and they will take that doll and put it where it goes. Of course, you have to teach them, but you can't teach them if that place doesn't have a home. And so I think a mistake that some parents make is they have just like a general area for things to go back to. And that's fine. I think that that works. But, again, you have to go back to that system. You know, is it working? Does it need to be tweaked? Do we need to change something about this? And so for my daughter in this creative room, since I'm here and here looking at it, she has a just like those organizer cubes with the pull-out boxes. And so she has books. She has puzzles. She has crayons and, like, artistic stuff. And on top of it are some things that can't fit in those cubes. She has blocks. She has a dollhouse. She has some musical instruments. And so we know if she wants musical instruments, we know exactly where they are. She knows how to get them and how to put them back. And I think that that helps her keep up with her stuff, for one, and teaches her responsibility and holds her accountable. And then it also just keeps order in the room, you know. So I'm not stepping over toys, and I'm not bending over backwards having to pick them all up and find a place for them. She can do that because she's been trained.
Absolutely. I love that system that you have, and accountability and responsibility. It's never too early to mm-hmm. teach those things. So that's wonderful. Now, can you give us some pointers on just how to balance it all? We've already talked about being entrepreneur and maybe being a mother and a wife, and all, you know, we wear so many different types of hats, and now we're expected to organize our lives too.
Yes.
So can you give us some pointers on just how to have that balance in business, life, personal life, everything?
Right. So we've said it. We've talked about creating space, and so that's something that I've had to do as an entrepreneur, as a mother, a wife, trying to balance it all. And so the first tip that I would definitely say is decluttering, and that often starts with the physical, the tangible. I mean, we hear that word, we know it means to get rid of unnecessary items. You're taking the mess that's kind of built up with your possessions and you're moving it from where it is to a more useful place. And so decluttering is the first thing that I would say people should do when they're trying to create more space or create an environment that's inviting, that helps them to be more productive in their business or just more productive in taking care of their family or taking care of themselves? Because clutter just physically around us, like we talked about, it can impact you mentally. It can even begin to impact you physically, you know, and I'm not going crossing over into hoarding because that's something totally different. But we're just talking about like your daily, you know, clutter, weekly clutter that's accumulating. Like that has to be tackled. And a lot of people feel that it's something they can do on their own. They don't need a professional organizer. And what I would say to that is if you can, go for it, absolutely. But if you come back a month later, you know, 30 days or 2 months later, and you're still looking at the same stuff, you might need some help just getting started. And then once you know how to get started, you can continue the process from there. But decluttering absolutely has to happen because we have to begin to examine your environment and sort out what's needed, what's not needed, what's trash, what's donate, and make sure that we have in your space exactly what you need to work, take care of your family, take care of yourself, whatever the case may be. So that's the first step. I have about 5 tips, actually, that I can give, but decluttering is absolutely the first one.
Yeah, I actually get really excited about decluttering and giving things away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, and it's really a selfish thing sometimes. It just feels so cleansing to be able to go into my closet,
yes,
and give away the stuff I've been holding on to,
mm-hmm,
but it takes up so much space. And once you're able to release that, a lot of times something else better will come into that space. And
right.
So making space for new things, better things, less stuff even,
mm-hmm,
I think is so important. So I love the thought of decluttering, and
mm-hmm,
I think that's a great idea. It's an easy way to get started, too, to look around and go, hey, you know what? I don't use that. I don't wear those shoes anymore. Let me go ahead and try to donate and give those away. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so let's just talk about, you know, we kind of had a high-level view of getting organized and how to get more productivity into our lives and our business. What is something that we could do, each listener could do right now to start? What's the first step in taking that first step forward into having a more organized life and business?
I think that the first step, you know, if you have decluttered or, you know, you need help decluttering, I think that you just need to look at your life and try to simplify as much as you can. And so I when I think about simplicity, I think about systems. And, you know, a system is, you know, a set of things that form a complex whole. And so it's a way we do things, a way we think about things. And sometimes we're in systems, we're in patterns, we have schedules that aren't working, and we don't know why. And so
I'm recording my podcast.
So one way to really look at what's not working is to simplify and kind of pare down. So we want to make what we're doing, we want to make it easier to understand. We want to clarify what we're trying to accomplish. And so sometimes you have to write those things down, and then you need to make sure, of course, that you go back to them or that they're somewhere where you can see them. Once you know what you're working with, what your goals are, what you're trying to accomplish, then you just start with the basics and say, okay, so take, for example, a mom of 3 or 4 who's working a full-time job, and she is also an entrepreneur trying to build a business. You know, she might find herself frustrated on a daily basis because there are clothes everywhere. You know, clothes everywhere, between upstairs, downstairs, in every room, and she's not happy, the kids aren't happy. So that's a system for her. It might not be a good system in terms of trying to find clothes. She might know that this pile over here is dirty, but this pile over here needs to go to the cleaners, and this pile, you know, it's a system, and it's not working. And so wanting to say, okay, you know what, I'm tired of these clothes being all over the place. I'm tired of not knowing, you know, what's what and how to get through. So I need a better system. And so she needs to come up with a laundry system or ask for help for some type of laundry system that and incorporate the people in her home so that she can better manage it. And in doing that, I feel like that just helps you to simplify. Just start at the very, very bottom and just answer the question, what do I need to get done here? I'm frustrated. So how do I fix this frustration? And just press through.
Absolutely. I think you hit a chord with a lot of people about this laundry thing. A lot of people I've talked to, a lot of friends and family, that's like the toughest thing. It's the laundry. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. You finally jumped through the hurdle of getting it washed, dried. Now it's fold it. That's three jobs in itself, and now we got to figure out where to put all this laundry. So
mm-hmm.
I think you really touched some chords out there with our listeners. So
yeah.
But yeah, I really appreciate all of your insight. It's just incredible to be able to at least have some solutions. A lot of this stuff is so overwhelming, and I think that we've just been kind of conditioned to just deal with it. One time I was complaining about the state of my home. This was years ago when I was in corporate America, and a girl with a very straight, serious face looked at me and go, why don't you just torch it? Why don't you just torch your house? I mean, that was the solution. And she goes, that's what I would do. That's, you know, I just step over everything, and I don't clean. I just gave up. And I hear that a lot. And people actually brag about the fact that, you know, I just give up. I don't do it. I don't worry about it. But just talking to you, I feel like there are solutions out there. Every problem has a solution. So, Dara, I wanted to get from you three nuggets or takeaways that you can share with our listeners on how to be more organized and how to get more productivity in their lives and their businesses.
Mm-hmm. So three nuggets, I would definitely say number one is to declutter. If you're looking at your business, you got to know where is your home base. Where are you setting up to work? Do you have all the tools, the supplies you need within your reach? Decluttering and making sure that you have a space to work in is number one. It's critical. And so number two, I would say you have to simplify. That goes into that system that we talked about. Decluttering often starts with the physical, the tangible, and simplifying, you're trying to make something easier to understand. So now we're getting into the mental, the intangible. So what is it that I'm trying to accomplish here, and has the system that I've been using been working? If not, I need to pare it down. I need to simplify it. For my business, when am I going to get to the accounting? When am I going to do the social media? When am I going to do the marketing? And how will I do that when my child gets sick? How will I do that, you know, when I need to go pick up my son early? You know, you have to really look at your schedule and just really try to keep things simple, but make sure that they're in those bite-sized chunks, those parts, so that they ultimately will form the bigger whole that works for you. And number three, I would say, is ask for help, because sometimes we declutter, we do that, we simplify, we've pared it down, we've written out our goals, we know what we want to get done, and we've tried or we've started and it didn't work, but now we need to ask for help. It might not be that we just can't do it and it's not our strong suit, but it could be that we simply don't have the time to tackle it. So, or we need the accountability, which is what I found with a lot of my clients. Some of my clients, they can totally do this by themselves. I'm not even trying to just take money like that. Like, no, you can do this. But what they value more is actually having someone alongside them to hold them accountable to this standing appointment where we have this work session and Dara is going to be here and we are going to get this done. And they know that when I leave for the day that it will be done. And so that right there, you can do that by yourself or with accountability of friends or whoever, but if you don't have that within you or in your environment, you've got to ask for help. You've got to outsource that challenge and get what you need so you're unstuck.
Absolutely. Well, Dara, where can people find you online?
I have a website, simplyordersolutions.com, and I am on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube as Simply Dara. That's D-A-R-R-A.
Awesome. This was absolutely wonderful. It was so refreshing, such a refreshing topic. And I know everybody, no matter what walk of life, no matter what they do for a living, where they live, this is a topic that translates and permeates across any kind of boundary. So this was absolutely wonderful. I'm sure that our listeners will be able to take all of this information and get organized and be more productive in their businesses. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dara.
Thank you, Shanta. I really appreciate it. This was great.
All right. Now to our listeners, I want to hear from you. What do you think? Are you planning on taking your business to the next level, your personal life to the next level, and implementing everything Dara discussed today in terms of getting more organized, being more productive? I know I am. I'm definitely going to take everything that she talked about and run with it. Please send your feedback to brandingwithpurposepodcast@gmail.com and let me know what you think about this interview. Now, let's get into today's Ask Shanta segment. Today, we're going to discuss the benefits of being consistent across social media. So when it comes to your brand, one of the things that I coach clients on is if you're not consistent when it comes to your brand, your voice, your visuals, your headshot, your message across social media, then it's not branding. Inconsistency is not branding. All it is chaos. Brand consistency is very important for a successful social media presence. If you think about the most recognizable companies in the world, they do a very good job at keeping their branding consistent across all platforms. Well, think about Coca-Cola, for example. They use mostly red in their posts, which makes them stand out from their brands. Some things that you can do in order to keep that brand consistency going is really look at your content, your tone, your voice. They should all reflect the branding and feel of your business and the message you want to send to your audience. Pick a style, a voice, and a look and stick to it. Another thing you can do is share curated content. Although you want to post fairly regularly, it's still important to be selective about the things you're putting out to the world. The quality of your posts is often more important than the quantity. Quality content engages your audience, and it's more likely to get a like or a share, which in turn boosts your ranking and followers. And another thing I'd like to mention is you want to choose the right networks. The numbers of social media platforms existing today can be totally overwhelming for the average entrepreneur. But fortunately, you don't have to be present on every single platform to have a successful online presence. Not all social media platforms cater to your target market, cater to the audiences you're trying to reach. So it's important that you find the platforms that are a good fit for your brand and the audience that you want to target and be consistent and active on those platforms. Remember, social media platforms are highly visual. It's important to create a well-branded presence there to ensure that your audience is able to recognize you, to see you, and to hear you, and to identify with you. So that is all that I have today for the Ask Shanta segment. If you have any questions about branding, about online marketing, please send them to our email, brandingwithpurposepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the Up to Me Radio Facebook page for show updates. And if you are enjoying this show, if you've listened to this show,
today or even more than once, you can go ahead and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. You can always check out our show on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes, and you can find out how to reach me directly at my website, competitivebrand.com. Thank you so much for listening. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you have decided to spend your time here with me, and I truly appreciate you for that. Have a great one.